For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. I'm speaking with Harry Spiller. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. So, reason why we are talking today is because you are going to be having a book signing in Effingham coming up this weekend, I believe. So, tell us about the book.
Okay. Well, the book is The Afghan Poppy Eradication Campaign. That's the title of the book, and it's about a Black Hawk team of 16 men who were counter-narcotics infantry. Canaan team is what their title is, and they worked out of Helmand Province in Afghanistan with the Afghan National Army, and their responsibility was to go into the areas where there were poppy fields and assist the Afghan army in setting up a perimeter around the fields while another group from the State Department came in and eradicated the poppy. And in the period of time, from the 75-day period of time that they were involved in this operation, they were able to eradicate 11.2 tons of poppy seed, which, for people who may not be aware, the poppy seed is used to make heroin and opium. Afghanistan is the one of the largest in the world for producing the products that go around the world for illegal drugs. And the purpose was to eradicate that so that the drugs couldn't be made.
And so are the soldiers that are featured in the book local soldiers?
They are from the Illinois National Guard, which is stationed, one of the units that is stationed in Williamson County, Illinois, which is down at Marion. Mm-hmm. And it's a couple hours south from Effingham. But one of the soldiers lives, Major Suttle, lives in Effingham and himself. And he was one of the officers that was involved in the operations. As a matter of fact, he's going to be at the book signing. And I think there may be another or two of the team that is going to attempt to come as well. Yes, there's some locals from there, yes.
And so turning over to the book signing, when and where is the book signing being held?
The book signing is being held from 2 to 5 at the Village Wine, I think is the name of it, on Main Street there in Effingham.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be from 2 to 5 on the 18th, Saturday the 18th.
And is your book available for purchase at the book signing, or is there a way people can purchase it before?
Yes, they can get it online at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com, whatever. They probably wouldn't be able to get it in time to be there. But, yes, I will have books there. They can purchase the books at during the signing that I will have there, along with some of the other books that I've published as well.
All right. And how much is the book?
Well, if they get it from me, it's going to be $20. It sells, actually retails, if you get it online, if you get it Barnes & Noble, they're $29.95, but I'm doing a cut on them. Always do that whenever I do a personal book signing where I've got the books, and so they can get them from me for $20 and no tax.
All righty, and is there anything else you would like to mention?
Well, it's just it's a story that hasn't been told very. Very little has been written about this particular aspect of the war. And, when I say that that they went in and eradicated the poppy, they did that. But they were in a constant firefight with the Taliban as soon as they started moving into the area until they went back, until they finished the particular fields that they were doing. Because, obviously, they're cutting into the Taliban's market. So it isn't like it's just a story about them going in and doing a bunch of farming. It may sound that way, but it was actually very tedious work and very dangerous.
And, of course, we appreciate everything that the soldiers did while they were over there.
Yes, yes, we do. And they, you know, they got a tough job. They really have a tough job. And with all the problems that we have with drugs in this country and all over the world, you know, that actually helped reduce, you know, the amount of drugs that could be produced and put on the street. And they put their life on the line for a number of period of time attempting to stop that.
So we're looking forward to the book signing. And just to reiterate, when and where is the book signing being held?
It's being held from 2 to 5, the Village Wine Gift Shop. It's being held there on Main Street in Effingham. It'll be from 2 to 5 Saturday.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.